T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I find it disheartening sometimes where men of greatness get torn apart. And I got to be honest, my favorite pastor is James Hogan, and he's in the rocks, and he reaches out to so many young people who are troubled of all walks of life and all backgrounds and all races. And so he has this event where they have a cookout for the police in the community. And from what I'm being told, this group of young protesters, they call themselves, leaders in the community, came by. One of them, there was a big grill with hot dogs on it, flipped over the grill and started stomping on the hot dogs, and said this: the money that paid for those hot dogs was given to the church by Marty Griffin, who is a racist.
Wow.
We cannot be bought, and yes, that's what I said.
Wow.
The church does for people, but so does the system, and it's against us. I could have done far more. However, the audacity of a white man to host a cookout for a Black Lives Matter protest sets a tone for my black blankety blank.
Man, that's just
troubling for so many reasons. And I had to grab, as soon as I saw this, it upset me because Pastor James Hogan had that cookout, and it's very unsettling that in a time where we're trying to make a difference, I think this sort of thing further divides us. Pastor Hogan, good morning. This is unsettling, is it not, sir?
Sure, Marty. It's a challenge for sure.
How in the world, as a pastor and truly a man of God, do you wrap your arms around this sort of thing without wanting to punch a wall, sir?
You know what? I was so proud of my guys. This wasn't the event where we were doing the community and unity cookout, which we're having another one tomorrow night.
Nice.
That we specifically made these hot dogs and chilled water, like 5 cases of like 200 bottles of water for the protesters.
Nice.
I can't march with them. Black Lives Matter a ton to me. My wife's black. My kids are black. All my neighbors are black. Half my family is black. You know, all that. But I'm not going to be out in the street 10F the police and all that noise. And so we said, well, the thing we can do to show that we're not the enemy is, you know, provide some food for them and provide some water, since it's going to be a hot day and they'll be walking. But there's one guy in particular, he calls himself Lorenzo Rulli, who has me stuck in his craw. And he seems to think that that we were given $5,000, which we weren't. We were given a little bit over $4,000. He seems to think it came from your pocket, which it didn't. It came from Julian Gray and what he raised on his 50th birthday. And he seems to think that you're a racist, which I know you're not. Right. But for whatever reason, I got stuck in his craw, and he decided that we're the enemy. And the truth is, our church is in its DNA from the very first event we had in July of 2005, is brown and black,
right,
and white.
Right.
And we love that it's multicultural. I always say that it looks like a slice of heaven. And so some people don't like that, though. I don't know if that's his issue or not, but some people don't want the races to get along. They want to.
And honestly, so we're clear about this. They came up to this grill and flipped it over, sir, and stomped on the hot dogs. What happened?
Not the grill. They took a tray full of hot dogs on the bun. We figured they wouldn't have time to prepare their own hot dogs, so we put them on the bun and put a condiment table out for them. And his group, as they walked up the street, was was grabbing hot dogs and waters, which is what we intended, and then he got mad about it. And I wasn't there. The chief of police asked me to stay away because he was aware that that this guy has me stuck in his craw. So I was watching the kids of the guys that were down there. My three sons, who are half African American or African American as they refer to themselves,
right,
were there, and they were standing behind trays of hot dogs. And when he got mad, he told people to stop taking the hot dogs, don't take any of their stuff.
Wow.
And people kept taking it anyway. He came over and was yelling in the face of our folks. And my people just kept smiling and handing out hot dogs, saying, God bless you. And he grabbed a tray of hot dogs and threw it on the ground and started stomping on them. A few people joined in. And then he started walking up the street with some of the crowd. Probably about 10% of the crowd decided at that point they weren't going with him anymore. And some people stuck around to help clean up the mess. They apologized. One lady came, an African-American lady, came over to my son Jonathan and said, I thought this was a Black Lives Matter protest. I have no idea what this guy's talking about. I'm sorry. I'm out of here. And she turned and left. It kind of comes down to be careful what you hit your cart to.
Wow.
Just because somebody has a slogan, you should do a little research, because I don't know Lorenzo. I've never met him. I know some of his family members. Ironically, the church either gave or funneled $1,600 to one of his family members last year who was in need.
Right.
And he claims we don't ever do anything for the community and all this stuff. But I've never met him. I've offered to sit down with him and talk. And when I offered to do that, he cussed me up one side and down the other, called me a racist and all this stuff. And so I don't know what his particular issue is, since he's a guy I've never done wrong and I've never met. But I was so proud of my guys, because my guys are big. They can handle themselves.
Right.
And they stood there. There were six or seven of them, and just kept smiling and saying, yeah, God bless you, and bringing peace. And that's kind of the thing that I think we have to do in these volatile times, is we have to be the example. In fact, I had a councilman call me yesterday from one of the boroughs nearby.
Right.
And he said, I want to tell you this, Pastor. He said, I've been trying to get your phone number all day.
Right.
He said, when I saw driving through your town that you guys had a table set up with condiments and a grill out and cases of water, I was angry, because I was like, why is this guy, supporting these guys doing this to their town? Because there was a lot of other little dramas.
Right.
And he says, and then I watched a video that was posted online of what happened at your church, and I saw how your guys handled it. And he said, and I thought, man, I was completely wrong. We need to learn from Faithbridge.
Can you hang around? Hang around, man.
Yeah, sure.
I got to finish this. There's more to this. This is so disheartening. One of the greatest lawyers around, Julian Gray, had a birthday party. His 50th birthday. He said, I'm going to donate all of my, instead of asking for gifts, I want donations. Raised about $4,000. We decided through Sparked and KDK to give it to Pastor James Hogan, because he's such a wonderful man. He used that money to buy, one of the things, food for folks in the community, help folks in the community. And as a gesture of goodwill to the Black Lives Matter protesters, he put hot dogs out for them and buns and water. And one of the protesters, this Lorenzo guy, he flipped over the hot dogs, tore into them, said, you can't buy him, said, and by the way, this is from his own site. The money to pay for those hot dogs were given to them by Marty Griffin, who's a racist. We cannot be bought. And yes, that's what I said. The church does for people, but so does the system. Still is against our movement. Wow. I could have done far more. However, the audacity of a white man to host a cookout for Black Lives Matter. Pastor James Hogan joining me. I find that to be so sad, that in a space and time, in a world we're trying to make a difference here, you're a bad guy by this guy's own statements because you're a white guy trying to help. It's kind of it's really sad, is it not, sir?
It is, but Marty, some people don't want peace. Some people, the last thing some people want right now is for us to sort this out. They thrive in chaos.
Nice.
They fundraise off chaos. They love disruption. They're angry. They because of their anger at their own things, they want everybody else around them to be torn into it. You know, they say misery loves company, and you're seeing a lot of examples of that these days.
So this same group, this Lorenzo guy, and I know this because I watched it, they go down the street to this old electronics spot in the Rocks. That this really nice couple bought it, they're going to refinish furniture. And they had Black Lives Matter signs all over the business, and they were taking them down. And Lorenzo called the couple racist because in the window of the business was an old yellowing sign that said, "No man was ever shot while doing the dishes." Lorenzo decided that's racist. He decided that sign was new. Meantime, it's an old cowboy slogan saying, in other words, if you're working at home, you can't cheat on your wife. And it goes back to the cowboy days, could be 100 years. But he decided that this couple was racist. He decided that they were going to shut down their business. He decided to call them racist right there on camera. It's kind of scary, Pastor Hogan. And this was right in your community with a couple trying to open a new business.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the whole thing, but I do know that they went around the town and put their flyers on everybody's businesses without asking. And they put them on our church. In fact, part of the plan, I believe, was for them to judge who left them up and who took them down and decide by that who they were going to target. And they made it a really easy decision for us because whoever put them on our building purposely put them across the seam between our doors. So we couldn't open our doors without taking the flyers down.
And they went after this coffee shop owner who all she did was intervene because one of her employees refused to serve coffee to a police officer. She did the right thing, and now they're after her, right?
Yeah, again, some people love chaos. I love the police officers that we have. And the cops up in Stowe and the cops up in Kennedy. And I've got police officer friends all across the city and all the way out to Kennywood. And the deal is that these are people who are part of our community. They chose a different job. You know, one of the beefs that apparently existed with this thing was that this guy thinks that he should determine how Faith Bridge spent the money that Julian donated.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And, like, that makes any sense. But when you're just a guy with a loudspeaker, you don't have any overhead. You know? And so when we pay the gas bill with a portion of that or get the church van transmission fixed with a portion of that because it needs to be done in order to continue to serve the community – A guy who doesn't have any overhead and doesn't have any real organization can't even relate to that. You know, it's part of growing up. You find out that nothing's free and you have to take care of business. Today, I'm going to pick up one of our church vans. Both of our church vans are 30 years old.
Wow.
I'm going to pick one of them up at the radiator shop because the radiator blew out when I was out with the kids on Sunday. And so I have to go, you know, write a check for $600 for the repairs this morning. But if you don't have any overhead and you don't have a real organization and you didn't get a 501c3 and all the things that it takes to actually be established, you can't relate to the idea that you can't just take in a donation and say, oh, we're just going to give everybody in town a dollar. You know, that's just not how it works.
Pastor James Hogan, you're one of the best out there. You're truly a man of God and a man of wisdom. Heck, what do I know? But I love you, and I'll do anything to support you, my friend. And I'm sorry.
I love you, man. Hey, I wanted to tell you one other thing about a second.
Yeah.
I believe, I could have this wrong, but I believe this lady's name was Ellie. It could have been Nellie, but I think it was Ellie. anyway, last 2 weeks ago when we did the other community and unity cookout, a lady showed up from Bradford Woods, which is up in Wexford, where I used to manage the Starbucks store up there. And I'd never met her before. She showed up and dropped off a bunch of donations for our cookout.
Nice.
And she said, I did this because I listen to Marty all the time.
Nice.
And I hear you and him talk.
Nice.
And I just felt today like I had to do something. So there are good folks out there.
Absolutely.
Who are pitching in and doing great stuff. So don't let this stuff discourage you, because there is a clear delineation between good and evil, between love and hate. We need to stay on the good and on the love side and not get drawn into the evil and the hate side.
I'm all in, brother. Thanks, my man.
All right, brother. Tell your family I said hi. God bless.
He's the real deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.